Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is a special live report.
I want to explain something to you. I remember that my grandmother, who went to the doctors a long time ago, she told me that her doctor told her to go outside and take deep breaths of air and told her it would be good for her health. Well, I happen to know that's true. Let me explain to you a little bit about why, what I mean by all this. Say if you are somebody that smokes, you don't go out into the air and take deep breaths, perhaps, let's say. So every breath you're taking, or a good percentage of them, while you're smoking, you're not getting the oxygen that your body requires. This could be one of the reasons for cancer, because cancer supposedly cannot survive in an atmosphere with, you know, that has oxygen. And of course, when you have the right, I forget the term, but, you know, water, alkaline's the term I'm thinking of. Thank you, Father. So if you're smoking, you're not getting the proper amount of oxygen all day. You might be able to get some oxygen here and there, but I don't think any of us really think about taking deep breaths of oxygen, which would help your lungs, which would help your body. Oxygen is used to heal in the sports field. Oxygen is very important. So what I want you to think about is, see, this could cause a problem because you're not getting the proper amount of oxygen in your body. So I'm not a doctor, but I'm smart enough to know. Think about this. I had seen something on Gab about how when you're wearing the mask, you're inhaling what we exhale. Carbon dioxide. That's what the trees breathe in. You see, we breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. I mean, yeah, carbon dioxide. They breathe that in and then breathe out oxygen. The Father made it that way. So let's look at this just from pure common sense. What I just told you about cigarettes and this and that, right? Now, I would assume when you're smoking cigarettes, you're actually pulling some of the carbon dioxide back into you because you're breathing in, right? So it's a mix. You're not getting a full-blown oxygen into yourself. So picture this. You've got a mask on. This is how stupid this world really is. And of course, it's not that they don't know. It's that they're playing dumb. And they expect people not to think for themselves. So you've got a mask on, let's say. You're trying to breathe in oxygen, but it's coming through a filter now. And so you're not getting pure oxygen in. But what's happening is as you breathe out, whatever oxygen's coming in, some of that carbon dioxide is coming back in, which is the antithesis of what needs to be happening. So if you have that on for extended periods, can you imagine what that might do to your health? You think about that. Because they know oxygen is important. In other words, if somebody says you have to wear a mask, well, I have a right to breathe pure oxygen. I don't want to breathe carbon dioxide. I want to breathe pure oxygen. That's the way the Father made it. That's the way I want it. That's what my body requires. You get it? It's just remarkable how foolish. See, this will kill people. This will cause serious health problems. People don't think about these things. I mean, you'd be better off having an oxygen tank with you, breathing in pure, putting an oxygen mask over yourself, breathing in pure oxygen. This is diabolical. And I'm telling you, this world, I mean, it's just not full of thinkers. It's full of sheeple who have been told that they should obey the government and obey, you know, these people who claim to be experts. Fauci. It means sickle. You get it? You know what the Reaper does? He uses a sickle. So please think for yourselves. Please understand that your body needs pure oxygen, as pure as it can be. I understand this chemtrails and everything like that, but winds blow things around. And generally speaking, if you get out there and take a few nice breaths all, you know, several times, I do it during the night when I'm sleeping and the fan's blowing on me. I'll breathe in deeply, hold the breath and let it out, you know, things like that. Making sure that my body's getting oxygen in there. Think about it. Because it's important. I'll give you another example. I knew a fellow that got cancer and he smoked a lot. Of course, there you are, right? But he told me he hated water and he never drank water. He's a true child of the flame, right? Well, no wonder he had cancer. See, the body requires water. It requires a good amount of water, just like it requires a good amount of oxygen. When you breathe normally, you don't really breathe deep breaths. When I say you, we, you know, right? You think about it. You probably don't think about these kind of things like, geez, you're not really taking deep breaths of oxygen. You're just sort of normal breathing, you know. And you're not really getting high volume oxygen into yourself. See what I'm saying? Try it and you'll see what I'm talking about. So if you're breathing at that low rate that's normal, you know, where you're not breathing in deep oxygen, and then you're smoking on top of that or putting a mask on, what do you think is going to happen to you? Let's use common sense, ladies and gentlemen. You see, they don't want us singing in the churches either. They did that in Germany. They're doing that out in California. Now that governor's being sued. Because singing and praising the Father is very healthy for us. And they know it is, and so they want to stop that too. They want to control everything. They want to control your blood pressure, they want to control your thoughts, they want to control your mind, they want to control your mouth, they want to control what you see, what you hear, what you believe. They want to control everything while they tell you you're free. Remember I told you that that's what Lucifer says? He says, you know, Crowley, his son, a Jew, Aleister Crowley, said, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law." And yet, he's trying to control people in every form and fashion. See, that's believing in two things. That's doublethink. I mean, either you're free to do what you want, or you're totally controlled. I mean, what's going on here?
This has been a Newsbite special report, and until next time, smarten up and don't look down.